Hello and welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Wednesday, the 27th of January, 2010, and the title of this podcast is Processed or Unprocessed. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Monday through Friday I will bring you lots of English to wake up your language learning skills. And today in Grammar Notes we will cover some of the past conditional with the past subjunctive and new expressions. Processed or unprocessed? As most parents, I am concerned about what my children eat. Do they eat healthy food? And if they do they eat it consistently? And what about me? Am I careful about what I put in my body? It will in time influence my health and those around me. I find it easy to quickly grab food when I am on the go and not necessarily feed my body everything that it needs. School kids especially need a balanced diet. When my children come out of school, they are always ready to devour something. I have been experimenting recently to see just how healthy I can make their after-school snacks. There are so many quick processed foods that I could feed them, but how would they benefit? So, the other day when I picked them up, I presented them with chicken and a bag of blueberries each. "Ah, cool," was their only reply as they tucked into the food. You would have thought that they would want something sweet or starchy, but they were totally satisfied with what I had brought them. Great, I thought to myself. I can feel good about feeding them all kinds of healthy snacks on the way home. Once, when I was at the checkout till at a supermarket, the cashier made a remark about a box of pumpkin bread mix that I was buying. "Oh, this is really good stuff," she said. "I bought this the other day because my kids were tired of Oreo cookies as an after-school snack." I was actually horrified at the thought of the super-processed Oreos being eaten every day. Processed ingredients sneak into all kinds of foods these days, but everyday Oreo cookies takes the biscuit. Grammar notes. On the go. I would have grabbed a quick on-the-go lunch if I had known that the cafeteria was closed. To tuck into something. We would have tucked into our chicken if it had been cooked properly. Starchy. If they had realized just how starchy the bread, pies, and cookies are, they wouldn't have bought them. Checkout till and cashier. If the checkout till hadn't been so slow, the cashier wouldn't have been so frustrated. To take the biscuit. I would have been embarrassed to have performed like that on stage. She really takes the biscuit. Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Please contact me through acupofenglish@live.com if you have any questions or wish to comment, and I promise to write back to you. Till next time, goodbye.